Well, this is happening very quickly. I don't even have it being sent to me by the various news sources online. Just announced that the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has just resigned. I have no details whatsoever. If we get them between now and 2 o'clock, we'll pass them along. But that's the word. Tulsi Gabbard, director of national intelligence, has resigned. And I presume that is taking immediate place. I don't think she's resigning at the end of next month or the month after. She's done now. Have you heard anything else, Mike?
No, all I saw was the blurb that came across TV. So
yeah,
I'll,
me too.
I'll see if I can find anything before the show ends here.
Yeah, we'll
but
try.
It seems like any time someone from Trump's cabinet has a hearing in front of Congress or Senate, they either are let go or they resign.
Well, that's interesting. You think, is that in play here? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, she has testified a number of times. Or maybe it's just all of the members of his cabinet. So maybe it's just a coincidence. But
it's crazy that it is not on my, I'm looking again at my my rundown of breaking stories, so to speak. And it has not yet made the wire services. I wonder where they got it on,
on Fox News has it. The New York Post has it. Axios has it. So it's slowly trickling in.
Yeah. Okay. We will we'll get into that as we get more information.
It says citing husband's cancer diagnosis. So maybe this sounds like a personal decision.
Yeah, Marie just sent me something. I'll look at here in a minute after I introduce her. A newborn surrendered under Michigan's Safe Delivery Act, supposed to mean safety, compassion, and a second chance. But for one Michigan father, it actually became a battle for his child. I'm not at all familiar with this story, but WJR's Marie Osborne is and has more on the case. Marie.
This is local attorney Neil Rockhine brought us this story. He represented the birth father in this case. A young mother legally surrendered her infant. The biological father was notified. That's what's supposed to happen. And he said he was ready to raise his own baby. He took a DNA test. He proved his paternity. But under Michigan's safe delivery statute, that was not enough. The adoption agency had placed the child with an adoptive family, and he had to go to court.
He then has to go to court, and he has to fight, which he did, in a trial court to prove that he's a fit parent. And the adoption agency is the opponent. And all the while, the baby is with the adoptive parents, and my heart breaks for them because they're getting close to this baby. They're loving and connecting and identifying with the baby.
And after trial and several other legal actions, the father did prevail, but the process was grueling for that father.
Do I think that it's important to know whether he's has a prior criminal history? Whether he has a drug addiction, whether he's houseless or homeless, whether he's been convicted of child abuse or on a child abuse registry, is he a sex offender? Of course those are important questions to ask, and those are the questions that should be asked. But to make him go to court and have to subject himself to analysis about how are his finances, how is his job, is he in a relation? Let me look at your social media and you know, see what you post on social media.
Now, Rockhine says the Michigan Safe Delivery Law was created to prevent tragedy, infants abandoned in unsafe places. But hidden in this statute, he says, is the reality that when a father steps forward, he literally has to audition for his own child.
That's ridiculous.
But there's the other side of the story here, Paul. Jennifer Schwartz is with Adoption Partners of Michigan, and she explains that the safe delivery law is very unique in its legal requirements, and at its core, it's designed to prevent harm to children. In other words, it's very different than any other kind of adoption.
When a parent comes forward in a safe delivery case asking for custody of their child, just because you have a DNA test alone doesn't thereby grant custody. It thereby grants that individual the opportunity to have their day in court and to be heard by the judge. But the judge then has to decide, who is this person? We don't know who this person is, and what is in the best interest of this child.
And Paul Rockhine says he'd like to see some changes in this law, starting with a clear definition of what fitness means. In other words, he'd like to see in the future that biological fathers who step forward in cases like this don't have to go through that kind of court proceeding that his client had to go through. I also want to mention the identities of all the parties involved in this case have been kept confidential, and the biological father does now have custody of this child.
Well, look, I'm sorry. You may disagree with me, and we don't have time to go into it. But fathers often get the raw deal here. I agree with Neil Rockhind. He's a brilliant guy, not just because we agree with each other. But fathers should not be automatically put through these kinds of hoops. I am not suggesting for a second that a child go to a father that should not have the child. But I'm also suggesting that a father should not be immediately suspect to be a bad guy, or not worthy of his own child. But there's a lot longer story here, so I appreciate you bringing this to our attention. I had not been following the story at all. And I appreciate you sent me the Tulsi Gabbard story.
Yeah.
And it is, as Mike alluded to, her husband, she wants to support her husband through his battle with an extremely rare form of bone cancer. Mm-hmm. So sad. And I stand corrected. She notified the president after a meeting in the Oval Office Friday, and her last day is not today. It is expected to be June 30th. So she did give notice, if you will, mm-hmm. and who can blame her? I salute her for sadly having to submit her resignation and to be with her husband, Abraham, which is just a horrible story all the way around, and our heart goes out to Gabbard. It's Tulsi Gabbard. It's just a bad thing. Marie, I hope for you a good holiday, a meaningful Memorial Day for you and John and the family.
We will indeed be honoring it, that's for sure. Thank you, Paul. You too.
Thank you, Marie. Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News. Dave Rieger finally has a good new job. Some might say great new job. Rieger reviews it coming up next on WJR.